Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, Abundant Soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. And this episode is going to be super rich because our today's guest, Nicole Frolic, is the embodiment of what it looks like when we truly do the deep healing. I cannot urge you enough to really look deeper into inner child healing, into healing yourself, because I feel like when we can do this, like sometimes we feel like, oh, I have done this and, you know, I'm done with it. There's so many layers. And I know that Nicole truly is going so deep in her work, like teaching others on how to embrace their true gifts, how to call in the true deep relationship. So I just can't wait to start. And I know, Nicole, you're calling yourself practical mystic. An intuitive life coach and, you know, inner child healing, all the beautiful things we are going to be going deep into. However, for our listeners, I know sometimes it's so challenging to like put on ourselves a label, who we are and what are we doing, so people can really understand our work. For our listeners who are listening right now, what does it actually mean nowadays to be a practical mystic? Please explain us. Let's start there.
Well, I love the mysterious realm. I love all the mystery, which is all the feminine energy, right? All the mystics. I've always resonated with that. But I also love science. I love like all of the practical stuff, the stuff that's tangible, the stuff that makes sense, because we live in a 3D world. We live in a physical realm. So we need to know how to bridge the gap. And so I try to bridge the gap between science and mystery, the feminine, the masculine, you know, the intangible, the tangible. And that's just one of my gifts, is to take what seems so far out there and bring it really close and give you practical steps to work with the energy in your everyday life.
Oh, I love that so much. And, you know, when you put it this way, I'm like, yeah, duh, that makes sense, right? Yeah. It's like, okay, that makes sense, because I feel like sometimes we can get so ungrounded. We can get like too like out there and you know, into the energetics. And then we look at the real world that we chose to be in right now. Like, what do we actually do with that? How do we actually live in this world? So I love that you're truly bridging the gap, that it's not just like this realm of like dreaming and mystic and mysterious, but that you can really bring it down. And I know that one of your many gifts is also, and I'm so excited to talk to you about that, because I want to unwrap this gift. You are also helping others to reclaim their secret self, right? And I never heard of it this way. And then as I was reading deeper, I'm like, this is so good. So can you tell us a little bit more about what the secret self is? How do we all have it? And how that actually can help us to uncover our gifts and our strengths? Because when I work with clients, I feel like so very often they cannot see it clearly. Their gifts, their strengths, you have to bring it up, because very often we take it for granted. Because it comes to us so easily, and sometimes it's just so deep inside that we cannot see it ourselves. So please take us on a journey of discovery of secret self.
Well, I based a lot of my work recently in 12th house astrology. And so the 12th house is the house of self-undoing, but it's the house of self-transcendence. It's also the house where we have all our deepest fears, our shame, our guilt. It's where we retreat from the world. It's where we hide. It's a very spiritual house. It's the house of the inner child work. And so there's a lot that's in there that represents what we hide from the world. And it's because we don't feel safe sharing it, or we don't know how to share it. So what happens is, very young in our age, and this progresses throughout your entire adulthood too. Like, it doesn't just only happen in your childhood, but we begin to realize that there are certain parts of ourselves that are not so accepted in this world. Parts of ourselves that maybe our family, maybe our mom doesn't like, or our dad says, no, like, don't cry, or, you know, like, there are certain emotions you're not allowed to have. Maybe you're not allowed to have fun. You need to just, like, be serious and do the work. And there's all these different parts of ourselves that have been maybe shamed and you feel guilty for having. And so those parts all become parts that you need to keep away from the world. What happens is you end up disowning them or disassociating from them, oftentimes because there is some kind of trauma or pain attached to that part of you, or it's shame, it's blame, it's guilt, whatever it is. It's too heavy for a small child to know even how to deal with it. So what do? We let it go. We try to discard it into our past and hope that the winds of change never blow it back into our future, and that we leave it somewhere in the tumbleweeds of where we've just been. But what happens is, from what I've noticed, and I'm sure you have noticed this as well, is that your past will always outrun your present at the most inopportune time. Just as you're about to cross the finish line of wherever you think you're going to achieve the next thing, you know, the past rears its head and trips you just in time to make you say, hey, you can't go without me. In fact, you actually need me. And that's one of the things that I've realized, is that when we disown these parts of ourselves, what we're actually disowning are some of our most passionate and purposeful parts. They're the parts of us that actually mean the most to us. And so when I've gone back and done soul fractal healing and gone into the past and reclaimed all these parts of myself that I thought weren't worthy, weren't lovable, you know, weren't useful in this world, would have been completely laughed at, rejected, I start to bring those back in. I start to love them and appreciate them. And I take the pain that's with it. I integrate that darkness. But because I do, I also get the treasures and the gifts that come with it. And so, for instance, this is a pretty extreme example, but I was sexually abused as a little girl when I was 5, 6 years old. But because I finally went back into the past and, like, faced that trauma and worked with that part of myself to bring her home, I then had the gift of helping others heal from their sexual trauma. But then, to take it even a step further, I started to work with my sexual energy in a whole new way that took my feminine energy into goddess mode and started to increase my manifestation and the way I interact with the spirit world in a completely different way that is way more fun and way more exciting. So that's kind of like a really big overview of what it looks like.
I love this so much, really, because I feel like so many of us, we were conditioned into who we are supposed to be. So we are being loved. So we are being saved. And very often we are not. And I'm really sorry what happened, you know, in your past. And I want to ask you a really crazy question. Can I? And I feel like it's a little bit, like, different now because I'm a mother and my daughter just had 8 months yesterday. I cannot imagine something like that happening to her when she was 5, 6 years. Well, when she will be 5, 6 years, right? And I had clients that happened the same thing. She was 4 years old. I have another one who was 8 years old. And for me, that's just insane and inhuman, right? So, hey, and I'm asking you this because I know you've done a lot of healing and it's not something like raw, and I know it will always be like partially there. But I'm curious, Nicole, do you truly believe that everything happens for a reason? Because I know that you did the inner healing to be able to see the gift in it. And you're like, okay, this happened. I transmuted it. I worked through it now in your adulthood, and you're able to help other women with their traumas, and you're able to see them. Like, for example, before having my, you know, baby girl, Sophia, she's our rainbow baby. I went through miscarriage with twins. It's something that I never, ever wish for any woman. Mm-hmm. And I personally feel that if you have never went through it, which I wish that you never will, you cannot understand what it feels like. So I am curious, do you feel that everything happens to us because it's part of our purpose, because we are able to handle it? But on the other hand, nothing has happened to my baby girl, right? So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, as a parent, I am sure your number one instinct is to protect. You know, it's to keep your child safe. Unfortunately, though, we come in with certain contracts that it doesn't matter how hard you try, you can't get in the way of whatever the soul needs to evolve. Now, does that mean I chose to be sexually abused? I don't really know. I can't say that for sure. But I know that I chose some sort of contract that would require me to heal from a place of shame and my sexual energy, and potentially from a young age. Now, all that being said, I wouldn't change any of it. I wouldn't change any of it. And I can only say that now because I'm on the other side and I see what I'm capable of. So there is so much power held within the ability to take your deepest, darkest pain and then turn it into one, not just your purpose, but like your freaking superpower. So I've had to do a lot of work within the entire womb space, all my feminine energy, the whole reproductive area. I have, since I can, I started on the healing journey when I was 20, I'm about to turn 47. And so there's just been like this major, major healing journey of really kind of going in and healing that. And as you know, you go through this, you start to pick up momentum. And of course, it's dark and it's scary. And I would say the darkest, scariest part was at 41, remembering that I was sexually abused. I had no idea. I had no idea until I was 41. The memory started flooding back to me while I was on a gynecology appointment on the table waiting for the doctor to come in. And I had that paper napkin, you know, blanket over my legs and feet in the stirrups. And all of a sudden, my entire body felt like it was 6 years old. And I remember crying and I didn't understand why. And I felt, why am I scared? This is a routine checkup. Like, you know, why do I want my mom? Why do I want my dad? And it was the most bizarre experience. And I was like, Nicole, get it together. And so when I walked out of there, I called my best friend and I told her something's happened to me in the past because I'm now having like these somatic memories coming and I don't know where they're coming from, but I know something's happened to me. And of course, I was able to work with my healer who does a lot of work with the Akashic Records. And she's been a big part of my journey of healing. In fact, I just had a session with her last week and I hadn't seen her in a year. And she was completely in awe. She was of the new energy in my womb space. She's like, there is so much new energy. There's so much vitality. There's so much fertility. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you've done so much work there. And I said, yeah. She goes, what have you been doing? And I said, fun. But having a lot of fun with like my feminine energy, with my sexual energy. I'm starting to get really tapped into the sensual goddess-like energy and bringing it into every aspect so that every cell is feeling like just like beautiful and alive. And, you know, I don't think I would have. Oh, I mean, I can't say for sure. I might have. But the pathway that I took opened up the doorway and showed me that I went from being a pure innocent child to having my innocence completely ripped away from me, going into absolute shame about me as a girl, carrying that shame as marks within my reproductive system, which manifested as so many other issues later on, and then took that shame and converted it, transmuted it into absolute pleasure, to bliss. And that is a true gift of the feminine energy. And so when we can like really go deep with that, there's a power because you've already got the darkness with you. The darkness, it can't hurt you anymore. You've already gone to the darkest place. So you befriended it. You've turned it into your ally. That dark period is now my ally in my life. And so we work together and we utilize everything to create what I'm able to create now.
Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, and thank you for going there. I feel like so many women who will be listening, whether they were, you know, sexual abused or not, I feel like as women, sometimes we do carry that shame around, you know, the way we were raised or the way we, you know, like we're brought up, the things that we've seen in the world, like there is this shame we are carrying around. So I'm really curious, Nicole, for those who are listening right now and they're like, okay, I want to discover my gifts. I really want to know my strengths. Like, how can I see it more clearly? What is the place? Like, what is the place? What are some practices? What is something that they can just finish listening this podcast and they can go and do? How they can go deeper if they don't have right now their own healer or their own mentor? If they're like, okay, I'm feeling like so inspired. What can I do after this episode? What are some of the steps they can take?
Okay, like one of the first things that anyone should be doing is learning how to get in their body. So especially if you're more intuitive or empathic, the first thing you want to do is get out of your body. You want to be out in the realms. You want to be doing all of the deep conscious traveling and all that kind of stuff. And that's all fun and great, but it does you, I don't want to say it doesn't do you any good. Where your true power lies is learning how to embody everything. But you can't embody something if you're not comfortable in your body. So you have to start with healing your root chakra. The root chakra is what I say to everyone start with, especially when it comes to inner child, because the root chakra is, it is the basic need to exist. Mm-hmm. You have a right to be here. You have a right to have a body. You have a right to be safe and exist in this life. And you need to go back into your childhood and just look at like the earliest memory that you can kind of connect with on where did you not feel safe in your body? Now, that doesn't mean that you were sexually abused. It doesn't mean you were physically abused. Maybe, you know, you just, maybe your parents, maybe you had parents who, I don't know, maybe you felt like you were a mistake, or maybe, you know, you were abandoned or you went to a foster care, or I don't know, like you, and so you're like, I don't even have a right to exist because someone didn't want me. Okay. Like there's all these different ways. And so learning how to remember that you do have a right to exist means you got to go back to that part of you and connect and remind the inner child, that little girl or little boy within you, that you do have a right to exist. And it's up to you to reparent that part of you so that you can get back in your body. So how do you get back in your body? You start using breath. Breath is the alchemist, is the number one tool to fill your entire existence with life force. And just learn what it feels like. I'd say take your left hand, place it over your heart. Take your right hand, place it over your lower belly. And just start breathing and feeling into every cell and allow yourself to feel every emotion. Any emotion that comes to the surface, feel it. Don't avoid it. Don't minimize it. Don't dismiss it. Just feel everything and be in your body. When you're feeling everything, you're in your body. And the more you can get comfortable with that, the more you'll start to embody stuff that you're actually learning out here and start to incorporate it here in your actual life.
Oh, this is gold, you know, and I love that. I almost wanted to say, I love that it's so practical. And now I see that the practical mystic. Okay. Now it makes sense, Nicole. I love that because I am also like that, you know, like I love working with energies, but then actually, what do we do about that? You know, how can we really ground ourselves in creating the changes in our lives? So this is really amazing because, you know, after you listen to this podcast, you can go and do this and re-listen to it again. Because when I was listening to Nicole, I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm raising my hand. My mom had me by, if I would quote unquote, believe by accident. You know, she was dating my dad since she was 15. At 17, they had a sex the first time, and here I am. She's pregnant, you know? So I was an accident, and that's something that I had in my subconscious mind. I shouldn't be here. You know, so like you said, like there can be so much in our subconscious mind that we don't even realize and we disassociate from our bodies. Like I was struggling with eating disorder for over 20 years, toxic relationship, hating on my body. Thank God that our bodies are so resilient that I didn't have any like bigger challenges and I have a healthy baby girl. You know, I feel like so often we are harming ourselves because we disconnect from our bodies. We don't see our bodies as a temple. So this is amazing, Nicole. And I know I could be sitting here with you for hours and hours and hours. And I know we will be continuing on your podcast. So yes, I can't wait. Yes. This is amazing. This was such a beautiful warm up. It's like an appetizer. The most delicious course. But for those who are listening to us and like me, they were feeling really like you are moving them. That something within it's moving them and they're like, wow, I really feel like she's speaking to my soul. How can people work with you? How can people connect with you? Where is the best place to connect with you online, Nicole?
My website, NicoleFrolick.com, you will find everything you need to there. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the same Nicole Frolick. It's the same everywhere. I would say I've got a couple of different options. I've got online courses if you just kind of want to work on your own. I've got a womb of activation course for anyone who's wanting to increase their fertility as a woman. If you're wanting to maybe have a baby and you're struggling with your fertility or you're just wanting to activate your creative center, you want to birth a project into the world, the womb of activation is a really powerful download that I got on a medicine journey. I have an inner child course. Now, if you want to work with me, I do one-to-one coaching. I have a 8-week generational trauma program that I'll be running again in the summer. I do retreats. I actually have a retreat in 1 week from now, but I'll be holding another one in the fall. And I do medicine journeys there with cacao, mushrooms. And we just like go into all the soul fractal healing. We go into your fears. We go into the inner child and we start like just connecting you to all your power. Mm-hmm. And we've had incredible healing results, like miracles happen at the retreat. So if you're interested in working with me and maybe you're not sure what to work with, just email me, Nicole@NicoleFrolick.com. I'll answer everyone's email and I'm happy to, I mean, this is my love. This is my joy. This is why I'm here. I want to work with as many people as I can.
You're amazing, Nicole. I love it. I feel it. Enjoy hosting retreats. I used to host them since 2019. Once you have a baby on a boob, things change a little bit. Please enjoy it for me. I used to do a medicine to cacao, mushrooms, you know, ayahuasca, all these things. Then I got a baby on a boob and I don't want to give her the medicine.
Oh my God.
So love it so much. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your deep healing because you're inspiring other women to see what is possible. Plus you mentioned your age and like my jaw went like 10 feet down because I'm like, that's not possible. She looks like 37. So whatever you're doing is working and I know it's inspiring other women tremendously too. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Katya.
My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us, what do you want to hear more of? It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.